Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. And guess what, folks? We're back with another quickie. That's right. We're going to cover a topic. We're going to give you the info. We're going to break it down, but real quick style, and, you know, so
this
you can get on with
your
day.
Weird, Matt. Every time I'm doing a quickie, you're in the room. Like, this is so weird.
Hey, you know what?
Space, man. I know we've had this bromance for a long time, but I need some space, bro.
Wow. You know what? I'm out. I'm leaving. All right. No, just kidding. Here we go. Let's get this started. Today's topic for the quickie is debt consolidation. So, Dion, can you break down or define debt consolidation for our listeners?
I'm happy to. It's kind of a buzzkill to the quickie, but let's do it. The term debt consolidation refers to the act of taking out a new loan to pay off other liabilities and consumer debts. So they're generally unsecured ones, you know, like credit cards. So basically having multiple debts that are combined into a single larger piece of debt, and it's usually more favorable payoff terms.
Got it. So basically, for any listeners out there, if you're finding yourself overwhelmed by the sheer volume of your bills arriving every month, debt consolidation might be the debt relief program you need, but only if you're able to curb your enthusiasm for spending.
Hey, Big Matt, since you're in the quickie room, I just want to clear a couple things up, all right? Like, people get confused with balance transfer and debt consolidations. They're not the same thing. They're like first cousins, but they're not brother and sisters, and they're not related in that manner. Meaning that a balance transfer is you're taking a high interest rate balance and bringing it over to a lower interest rate card. A debt consolidation is that you're taking all your debts. Like, you may have three outstanding credit cards. You may have personal loans. You're putting it into one debt, one payment. You know, hopefully it works out to a lower interest rate, a lower payment, and it's a fixed amount. It's called a
closed-ended Slow down. I know it's a quickie, but don't give us everything up front. Let me take it from there.
Say it's a fixed amount, fixed payment every month, and I'm out of this quickie.
All right. Well, let's break this down a little further. So with debt consolidation, the first thing is what you're doing is simplifying the process of paying your bills.
Yeah, and with that, Matt, I mean, as far as budgeting, it's easier. And you're saving. Ideally, there's the cost saving involved in debt consolidation, because instead of making multiple payments, you're paying one payment to one loan.
Also, it allows you to pay off your entire debt within the loan term.
Correctly, and it's a fixed closed amount that you're paying, and you know exactly what your monthly payment and when it will end.
Next up, if you make one payment to one lender with one deadline every month in place of multiple payments to multiple creditors with multiple deadlines. So if your organization has been a problem, this will simplify your whole debt process.
Yeah, consolidating multiple debts, including your credit card and your personal loans, into one fixed payment. You can even bring in your student loan under that if you feel that your student loan interest rate is high as well. There's whatever debt you have, you can consolidate it into personal debt is just how flexible the bank is going to be with you, and if they allow it. But every bank has different sets of rules, and if one bank doesn't do it, you can try another lending institution.
Also, that one new loan should have a lower interest rate and monthly payment than the combined cost of the bills that you consolidated. So that's another.
Exactly. So you have to be strategic about it.
I'd love to just jump in here real quick. Looking at this month, so July 2020, interest rates for debt consolidation loans range from 5.49% to 34.99%. So it really depends on the amount you're borrowing and what type of lender it's borrowed from. So the term of the loan and the borrower's credit score matter.
And you both made an interesting point, and you have to be strategic in how you do it as well. Like if you have like five certain debts and the interest rate that you're getting on your debt consolidation is 5%, but you have some loans or debts that you have that the interest rate is less than 5%, then I'd recommend that you don't really need to bring that debt over, you know, but you may have multiple payments still, but it's still a savings because the interest rate is lower on the original debt. So don't think that you have to bring all of your debt over. Just bring the ones over that have the higher interest rate and into one payment.
Another point is that you can use the loan for additional purposes if you apply for a higher amount than the outstanding debt that you have.
Sean? Yeah, but understand also, Matt, too, the debt is not forgiven either. Like, it's not like whatever you owe, this is not a government incentive program, whatever you owe. And,
absolutely.
You know, and you have to pay back. There's no forgiven or reduction in the balance that is owed because you're bringing it most likely from another lending institution into their new institution.
Right. So if you have a problem with spending, like, you know, if you don't address that problem, like you said, that debt amount is not going, it's not going to get lower. It's not going away. You still owe what you owe. So you have to definitely decrease your spending. Otherwise, you're going to stay in debt.
Yeah, that's a slippery slope. No question. You really got to be disciplined.
Yeah, and it's also, just understand, this is a wealth mindset. Things that we teach you in this show is not just financial, it's creating a wealth mindset. So the rich, famous, the millionaires that are smart with money, they do debt consolidations all the time. And, you know, understanding too, timing can also be an issue. You should be prepared to spend anywhere from 2 to 5 years in a debt consolidation program before eliminating that debt in totality.
But the biggest mistake consumers make with balance transfer cards is to use them for new purchases. You can end up more debt that way.
Absolutely, so. Absolutely. Matt, you got to leave the BMW. Do not debt consolidate to get a BMW, okay?
Dion, can you, thank you, Sean. I appreciate that. Dion, can you break down the four different types of debt consolidation plans?
Yes, so I've got the sisters, the brothers, the cousins, all of them. So you have debt management plan, they call it DMP, balance transfer on credit cards, personal loans, and home equity loan or line of credit are the different types.
Great. Also, there's a misconception that debt consolidation can negatively affect your credit.
Yes, you're right. That is a misconception because think about it this way. Sometimes you can do a debt consolidation if, like, say you're going to a bank and they'll say you don't have to close your credit cards out that you're transferring over to us to consolidate. So meaning now that $10,000, $5,000 credit becomes available to you and then you have this new loan. So it looks like you have this available credit that you're not using, which is favorable to your credit score. But in the case where they're telling you that, hey, the only way we're going to do this debt consolidation for you is if you close out all your existing credit cards and just bring this debt over, then that could have a short-term negative impact on your credit score. But sometimes you got to weigh it because I'd rather have that negative impact on my credit score and save a lot of money interest payments than not.
Got it. So it's situational. But and what one last thought here is depending upon the loan you apply for, you may not be able to make additional repayments or pay off the loan early without penalty. So be aware of that. Pay attention to the terms of these agreements. Well, there you have it. That brings us to the end of another quickie episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. So with that said, I'm Matt Smith, one half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out. Dion?
And my name is Dion Nichols, lady with the history, the stats, and the cold hard facts. And I'm out.
And I'm Sean, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out of this quickie. Keep your money in your damn pocket, people.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.